It's the after show at warm1013.com. Tony, Nikki, Christy, and you. Just a little sigh of relief, little break. My brain is just sort of needing a break.
What's going on, Tony?
Nothing. Nothing.
Needs a
I
break
just,
from nothing.
I need a break from nothing.
Okay.
So my mom told me a lesson in life about men.
Oh.
She said men are very different from women, Nikki. I said, oh, how's that, Mom? And she said, men have a nothing box.
Yep. She's right.
They sometimes, well, we're always thinking about something. What's next? What are we going to do here? What? All these things in our head. There is a box that men sit in called the nothing box.
Boy, she's so right.
Where they think of nothing.
She's absolutely right. Well, sort of.
I don't know how it's possible.
Yeah, when men are thinking about nothing, they're probably thinking about sex. They just say nothing. So
there is a nothing box, as in, like, nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, believe me. Yes.
Not even that. You know, nothing at all.
You're probably right. You probably are right.
Maybe you've never been there.
It's really funny, actually.
That's funny that your mom would point that out. That's awesome.
Lessons with Mama Rudd.
I think it's time to sue Oreos.
Why?
Well, you know how they say double stuffed Oreos?
Yeah.
It turns out they don't got double stuffed. They got 1.86 times as much.
How
dare they?
1.86.
It's almost. Remember when Subway was talking about footlongs and they were only 11 inches? Man,
they
I'm telling you.
It's like the Maury Povich show. And we determined that was a lie.
Is he still doing a show?
Dude, I think he's still on.
Oh, God. Him and Dr. Oz, they belong in the same place. Jail.
I love Maury. Maury cracks me up.
Oh,
you ever need brainless TV?
And he's married to Connie Chung, right?
Which is so weird, right?
I know. Now, is she working at all?
Whatever happened to Connie
Chung? She might be doing something out in Los Angeles or something, but not national, and I'm surprised, you know? Those guys make a ton of money. I mean, he probably makes about $50 million a year.
Oh, my gosh. Connie Chung is 74.
Is she really?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But is she working? You looked it up.
I'm looking her up on Wikipedia.
They've been married for 36 years.
Wow.
Wow, hey, that's pretty good.
Good for I don't know what she sees in him. But to say, you know what, it's no accounting case. You know, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, I'm sorry.
Looks like she's retired.
All right. I still can't get over her going back to him.
What, J-Lo and Ben Affleck? Why?
I like it.
I love it. I think it's great.
Why?
Because if they didn't work with other people, maybe together they're going to work, even with his giant Phoenix back tattoo.
I will give them till the end of this year, okay? And that's when it's over, just before Christmas.
Just before Christmas?
Yes, just mark my words.
Time will tell.
Okay.
Well, you might be right.
I'm right.
I don't know. I think they might end up getting engaged again, and maybe this time actually getting married.
Okay.
OMG.
You don't like anybody for J-Lo. You didn't like A-Rod.
No, nobody likes
A-Rod.
You
didn't like Mark Anthony.
No, he was all right, but nobody likes A-Rod. He's just an idiot. Don't go with A-Rod, okay? I'd rather have her with Matt Damon. I like Matt Damon.
He's married.
I know, but I like him.
To a regular person.
To a regular person.
Which, by the way, Pat Rivers knows her, or did know her, back in the day.
What?
Yeah, he lived in Miami. He worked with her, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Yes.
Anyway, that's over by Christmas. So, big concert coming to New York City called the Homecoming Concert. It's a freebie out in Central Park. You got to be proof of vaccination. So far, they got, listen to this lineup.
It's a good one.
Springsteen. Jennifer Hudson, Paul Simon.
Those are the headliners.
Then you got The Killers, Andre Bocelli, Elvis Costello, Earth, Wind & Fire, Barry Manilow, Journey, Rob Thomas, Carlos Santana, LL Cool J, Polo G, Jimmy Fallon.
Do you know who Polo G is?
I don't. And Gayle King. So I'm sure Fallon and King will be an MC.
They're presenters. Yeah. I'm sure they're presenters. Yeah. They're not performing.
Yeah. General admission tickets are free starting August 2nd. Just go to homecoming2021.com. You have to prove that you're vaccinated. Be outdoors. That should be okay. I mean, unless the stupid, what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? The Delta variant.
Oh, gosh, Delta.
And here's the thing. If you were owner of Corona Beer or Delta Airlines, aren't you saying, stop,
right.
stop.
I don't think it's affecting the airlines. I was just looking for tickets. Oh, God, my sister's getting married. Mm-hmm. It's not affecting Delta.
Oh, so you're going.
She's going to do a destination wedding?
Yes.
In Florida.
In Florida, of all places? Really?
Where in Florida?
Anna Maria Island.
Oh, yeah. I love
Anna
Maria.
It's a nice place. It is. Nice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't be going to Florida right now because
when's the wedding?
August. I don't know, a couple weeks.
So you shouldn't be going either.
Yeah, that's coming right up.
You should not be going either. All right,
well, I mean, it's my sister. She's getting married.
Yeah, she could get married here where everybody is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why would you want to do that?
I don't know. There's two things I hate. One are destination weddings.
Why? How could you hate destination weddings?
Because I live here and you live here.
He's a grouchy person.
No, because I live here and you live here and all your friends are here. Get married here. Go on a honeymoon. That's your destination. And... and gender reveal parties. It's not like you're the first person to have a baby. Get over yourself.
Oh,
okay?
Come, Tony.
No, because they end up having fires. People get killed. They start forest fires. That's just stupid. It's not like, you know, I get it.
I like the cake one where you cut in the cake.
The cake is fine.
That's cute. Something
the
like
safe
that.
Ones are fine, but yeah. We don't need fireworks,
we don't need
fireworks
for your baby, okay? You know, it's like you're not the first person to have a child. Oh, my God.
Tony.
Get over yourself.
I agree. You know, that have started fires, obviously. Yeah. But they are allowed to have a little fun.
Right. Yeah, have a little fun.
Just do like balloons, you know, out of a box like they used to. It doesn't have to be so fancy.
Ridiculous.
Like.
I know.
But then again, things could change when your children are having babies and all of a sudden Tony's like, the big reveal.
Right? Yeah,
my band's going to play.
Yes, exactly.
We'll dress in blue or pink.
We'll rip our shirts off. Oh, no, don't do that.
You really, a bunch of 60-year-old guys ripping their shirts off.
Never mind, I was just kidding.
That's what you want.
Oh, my God.
So right now, it's until he has grandkids possibilities in the future, the gender reveal is not a thing.
I don't want them to do that. I won't go to their gender reveal party.
I like
party
the gender reveal.
I do, too.
I think it's awesome.
It's a girl thing. It definitely is a girl thing.
And apparently, I love a destination wedding.
I love destination weddings.
Oh, God.
Because I'm going.
Yes.
My dad goes, Nicole, you should have my sister's name's Nicole. I don't know if I ever say her name much, but anyway, he goes, Nicole, you should have your wedding here. Your family is here in Michigan. I'm like, none of this benefits me at all. Go to Michigan.
If it was on Lake Michigan, okay.
Well, that's what he said. There's plenty of beaches. Like, if relatives are what you want, I can have 25 relatives here tomorrow. She was like, I'm good. Going to Florida. Sorry.
Is your dad
we turned down Michigan.
Is your dad going?
Is he
going
to go?
No, he's not going.
See?
And quite frankly, he goes, why are you going?
Right.
He said to me.
Smart guy.
What?
Why are you going?
Oh, Ken Credit, super smart. That's what I would think of when I say his name.
Well,
in this scenario,
he's smart.
Okay.
Smarter than you. I wouldn't go to this wedding. I'm sorry.
I'm the only relative going.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
What?
What's
your mom's not going?
What does that tell her about a destination wedding that she shouldn't have?
Oh, yeah, and his family's already down there because that's why they're down there, because his family has a place down there. His dad does, and a lot of his relatives are already down there.
Yeah, so she's succumbing to that? Okay, fine.
Well, she wants to get married on the beach, and you know what? When a bride wants what they want.
That's right, Tony.
We got beaches right here, baby.
Not the same. Some of these beaches, you shouldn't be going in the water.
Yeah, okay. Where it's shut down for possible E. coli, a.k.a. poop.
Don't touch the water.
So either you go to E. coli or you go get Delta variant in Florida. Your call.
On Delta.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm done. You guys done?
Oh, yes.
I guess so. You're very negative
today,
I'm very negative today.
That's why we should
You're
end
now. You're very cranky.
I am cranky.
I love it.
Oh, no.
Tell your friends about the after show, or don't. I don't care.
Do whatever you want. Go have a destination wedding, or go to Michigan. Who cares?
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna crash the wedding.
You should.
I'm gonna crash the wedding like with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. I'm gonna crash the wedding.
Oh
like
my
that.
God, that
Wouldn't
would
that
be,
amazing.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
That would be great, but I'm not gonna do it.
Okay.
I might do it. All right. Goodbye.
Bye bye.
See ya.